Midwest Family Radio Sports presents The Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Good morning from Henry's Hamburgers, The Coaches on WSJM Sports. We are brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers here on M139 in Benton Harbor, the NECA Contractors and Electrical Workers of Local 153, City Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Siemens and Bridgman, Rogers Foodland, Pizza Hut, Campbell Ford Lincoln Saline, McGee's Heating and Air, Harding's Friendly Markets, Dominion Auto Group, IMS Insurance Management Service, Gateway Services, and Advanced Import Repair. On the calendar, it is still officially winter, so we're still celebrating the dog days of winter here at Henry's Hamburgers. All day, every day, hot dogs, chili dogs, any way you like them, are buy one, get one free here at Henry's Hamburgers. Along with Brett Witkowski, it's Phil McDonald. No scoreboard to what to get to. This is going to be a weird stretch.
Yeah, go ahead.
As he finishes his egg and cheese sandwich, which, by the way, are outstanding, yes, if you want to come join us for breakfast. And thanks to your wife, Amy, for ordering cookies for us. I was unaware of this until you texted me earlier this week that it's our 500th show.
Yep, I'm not sure what that means, but we made it this far, so there's cookies here. Yeah, people, big ones, too. So take them home to your daughter, your kids.
Yeah, Tracy Bloodworth is the girls' basketball coach at St. Joe. We appreciate you coming in. Some weird times going on right now, huh?
Oh, my gosh, it's absolutely crazy. I have no words. I mean, I honestly, like, we talked a little bit before the show here, and yeah, I mean, our kids, I know I tried to send out an encouraging message just to enjoy your family time right now and, you know, keep your mind sharp, keep your bodies going, and try to do the best you can to stay healthy.
You know, the Michigan High School Athletic Association put out their announcement that they were telling schools to shut down everything for all seasons. For you, during the off season, I know you just got done with the season, but, you know, what would you typically, would you still be typically doing something with some of the kids if they weren't getting ready for a spring sport?
We were supposed to start up some individual skills, voluntary, but, you know, Simone King already asked. She wants to go to play college basketball, and she already asked to get started, and we were supposed to start on Wednesday. And obviously with the district, we're like, oh, let's just wait till next week, and it's just a lot going on with the gyms and then all this. So she said, this is crazy. I said, yeah, well, it is, but, you know, you can still do some things. We're trying to get some books. You know, let's get them reading about leadership and about being great teammates. We read John Gordon, The Hard Hat, this year, and I said, read anything John Gordon. You know, I mean, those are just some great reads for you as far as just keeping yourself, you know, really focused on team.
Yeah. Your, you know, season, obviously, you didn't end the way you would like it, but, and again, you went through illnesses, you went through injuries and that. And one thing that I really admired about your team is no matter what, they continued to battle and battle and battle through everything.
I was super proud of them. I mean, like, honestly, Portage Central has a very good team, a very veteran team, they're used to winning. And we beat them at their place when we were healthy, although we lost two kids in the process because Caroline Bain went down in the fourth quarter or late third. I think it was early fourth quarter of that game. And then Simone King broke her hand, too. So, you know, those were some tough losses for us. And Caroline's doing very well now, had surgery, and is doing very, very well. And then we had to try to recover from that, and we competed okay. And then we had some other stuff going on. So it was an interesting end of the season, but I thought that our kids really battled hard, and we did the best we could given the circumstances. We lost a couple of real close games to Portage Central late, and honestly, like, you saw it, we were up one.
Yeah.
Was that early in the fourth or late in the third? I don't even know. Again, see, I don't know the time frame. I just know we were ahead, and I was like, man, we're going to win this thing. And I was super proud of our kids for just continuing to compete.
Yeah, because in that game, low scoring, and all of a sudden you go on a spurt there.
We did. We put the press on, which we hadn't done because they have good guards, and it was just like, it was time. And we didn't have the same depth either, so it was kind of like, but we, you know, I give Aaliyah Hedstrom a lot of credit because she was not ready to play Friday. You saw the games. And she was really ready to go on Monday. And Alyssa Krennic kept us steady. So those two point guards really did their parts. And they played different roles in different games. And then obviously without Malone, it really hurt just to have that spark. You know, she hasn't been scoring a ton of points this season, but she just brings something for us. You know, she brings that stability, that hustle. She gets her hands on balls, the toughness, the determination, all those things. But Kaylin Junk stepped up and did a lot of really good things in the game, and Simone really played her heart out, and we were right there. Just honestly, we just couldn't get a couple stops, and obviously couldn't put the ball in the hole at all. 18 points for a game.
Yeah,
I thought the defense was pretty good.
Oh, I thought so.
It was a very
physical
game. It was a very physical game.
But I know you had mentioned Malone. Did she end up?
I mean, she's going to have surgery on April 17th.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
So thanks to you. we got her into the doctor, and yeah, she definitely hurt herself pretty significantly. And,
yeah,
it is. So
I saw a senior.
Yeah, and I saw her and her mom just the other day, and I asked her how she was doing, and if they got the official word what had happened. She told me, and she said she needs surgery, but she was telling me it still with a smile on her face, and she's taking it all real well.
She contributed just as much in that game as she has in others. Obviously not on the floor, but she was very vocal on the bench. She was very encouraging to her teammates, to me. You know, she reminded me, we got to get Simone back in. I mean, I was like, thanks, student assistant Alex Malone.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go into coaching, which was good. I mean, no, we had taken her out when she got tired and was getting a little bit feisty and didn't want her to get in another foul there. So
yeah.
It worked out. Timing was great. And I really value it. I'm going to miss all of our seniors. But obviously, Alex still walking around with a torn ACL and meniscus tears. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's a tough kid.
She is.
Just a tough kid, both, you know, mentally and physically.
All right, we'll take a break. More coming up with St. Joe Girls Basketball Coach Tracy Bloodworth. We continue from Henry's Hamburgers, the coaches, on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Want to get happy? We're talking hamburger happy. Get to Hamburger Happy Hour at Henry's Hamburgers. Hamburgers just $1.25 all day Sunday and 2 to 4 on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Heck, order them with everything and get them for only $1. Hamburger Happy Hour at Henry's Hamburgers. Got a dollar, get a burger. You can be hamburger happy too.
I'm hungry for a Henry.
Hi, this is Rachel from Rogers Foodland. Wouldn't it be great if I could just wave a magic wand and grant you extra time? I almost can. Just go to rogersfoodland.com and click on Shop Now. You can have your order ready for pickup or we'll even deliver. And when you shop online, you'll find the prices are the same low prices you'll find in our store.
That's Rogers Foodland. Faster, easier, friendlier. The family food store.
Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland, and thank you.
The word advanced implies a high level of skill, and a high level of skill is exactly what you get at Advanced Import Repair. AIR owner-operator John Van Lanningham has attained some of the most advanced master-level certifications available today. The advanced level of expertise your vehicle receives at AIR means you can breathe easy that the job's done right. Look no further than AIR in Benton Harbor across from RX Optical. Open to all makes and models, specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, Mazda, and Hyundai. Breathe easy with AIR Advanced Import Repair.
People say buying a new vehicle can be stressful. Hi, I'm Brian Laird from Campbell Ford Lincoln in Niles, and we've removed the stress from the car buying experience with our $500 guarantee. You don't have to stress out about getting the best deal because we guarantee upfront we'll beat any deal from another Ford dealer by at least $500. That's our everyday $500 guarantee. And see our inventory at CampbellFordNiles.com. Campbell Ford Lincoln in Niles, the best bottom line is right at the state line.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, and Tracy Bloodworth, St. Joe basketball coach, joining us as we wrap up the season here for St. Joe Lady Bear basketball. And again, maybe the season didn't go as totally as planned, or you know, finish the way you wanted to. But the competition you played night in and night out, and battled in each one of those games, that was a rough schedule for you guys.
It wasn't. It ended with a lot of tough games.
Yes.
Right down the stretch. I mean, Edwardsburg obviously had a really good season, and we played them tough for a half, and then we didn't play very well in the second half either. But you know, we just between Portage Central a couple times late, Edwardsburg late, Niles late. I mean, it was like boom, 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 boom. You know, here we go, which is good and bad. I mean, you know, it's good if you get on a roll, and we didn't. So I mean, it was tough. Missing a couple kids, and like I said, I thought we competed very well considering.
I mean, in the division, you said Portage Central is always good. I thought Niles was, I mean, they've steadily improved over the last couple of years. She has
definitely
a nice ball club.
She's done a tremendous job with them and, you know, has some good players that are competing hard and doing well together. So, yeah, they're going to be really good the next couple years, too.
How, and I asked this the other day when we were doing our road trip at Brandywine High School, when your season comes to an end as a coach, is one of the toughest things about being a coach, is it saying goodbye to your seniors and knowing that they've gone through your program and they've performed well for you, and all of a sudden, poof, it's gone.
You know, it can be. It depends. I mean, I think that if you enjoy the journey enough, that every day matters and you just enjoy every day. And by the end of it, it's like you just celebrate whatever you did or didn't do. You just celebrate it together.
Yeah.
And I think that we did a pretty good job of that. I think it was really hard because we didn't play as well as what we had hoped to play in the last game. So obviously the very last comment in the locker room was tough. I mean, that's a tough one. But honestly, it comes down to the relationships. You know, when those kids are fully invested and they really lean on each other and they lean on me, then it makes it really, really hard to say goodbye. And, you know, it's, definitely. And this is about relationships. I mean, that's what we want to do is promote those.
And I love what you said, too, is enjoy the journey and enjoy every day. And I think when you tell teenagers that, they figure, you know, I've got plenty of time to enjoy it when I, you know, but it goes so fast. And they don't realize until after it's done that, ooh, coach was right.
For sure. Well, look at Caroline Bain. Mm-hmm. She would tell you right now because obviously being out. And, you know, it's funny I say that. And you know that those kids, and even I, don't enjoy every day.
Right.
I mean, there are so many challenges that happen during the day. You know, like whatever it might be, I'm having a bad day, I didn't do well on a test, or just in a bad mood, or don't feel well, or whatever it might be. But that's when we really rally around one another and try to do the best we can to pick each other up and bring out the best in one another. And that hopefully is what we're learning through team sports here. I mean, that's really ultimately at the end going to take you out into life and help you the most.
Right.
And who were the seniors that you ended up having to say goodbye to?
So we already talked about Alex Malone as a senior, and she's going to go into the medical field. She said she wants to be a nurse practitioner, so she's pretty excited about that. And the only reason I know that is because I've been through the recruiting process with her and going through all that. Some of them are undecided, but Alyssa Krennick has signed with LMC to play soccer. Lake Michigan College. Yep.
Okay.
And so she's really excited about that next phase. I'm sure she's a little frustrated right now with soccer being on hold.
Because
you know, basketball was a secondary sport for her. But again, can't say enough about that kid because she wasn't sure she was even going to play basketball this year and decided, you know what, I do. I want to compete. I want to go out there. I don't know if I'll play very much. And she ended up playing a very significant role for us.
She did.
And so I'm just very proud of the way she battled because there were a couple games she didn't play much in, and then there were a lot of games that she did. So those two, you know, obviously did a really nice job. And Leah Barlow, who was here with me a couple weeks ago, obviously always the steady, you know, contributor. She did so many good things. And I told her after the last game, I said, when we got in a hole and we had to press and chase, it made it really hard for her because that's not her forte. Her forte is staying steady. So when we have to gamble and do things, that really hurt her a little bit down the stretch. So I'm sure her career did not end the way she wanted it to. Yeah, so that's tough. And then Emma Inman, again, probably led us in scoring. You know, my computer got fried, so my stats are all lost. But, you know, at the end of it, as soon as we started talking about that, I said, you know what, I don't care what the individual stats are.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you Emma scored a lot of points.
Yeah.
I can tell you she was our best shooter. I can tell you teams had the key on her, you know, and that's really all we needed to know. And so we really started to focus more on team. It was almost a blessing not to have them. Now, we had them during the game so that we know, like, hey, we turned the ball over. And if you ask our team, what did we focus on? How many times did we turn it over versus how many times did we force turnovers? Did we offensive board? You know, those types of things. That's what we focused on in games. So, yeah, Emma, we're going to definitely miss her scoring ability and her competitive drive. No doubt about it.
We will take another break. When we come back, we'll talk about the future for St. Joe Lady Bear basketball. Some nice talent coming through, and whether it be on the varsity team or the JV team, as we continue with Coach Tracy Bloodworth. The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
You're here. Thank goodness. I'm ready to feel at ease, as you guys say.
Of course. We appreciate you calling us for your annual furnace tune-up.
I was also wondering, while you're here, if you might be able to check out this leak that I have in my basement?
Well, we don't do plumbing. We focus on heating and air conditioning.
Oh, could you just, like, install this new ceiling fan at least?
At McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning, we could be mediocre at multiple things or an expert at one. We prefer to be experts.
Feel at ease with McGee's.
It's a glorious day in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Auto Group. Store in beautiful downtown Dowagiac, beautiful downtown Bridgman, and the home store in Benton Harbor. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles on the lot, ready to go. Fully Carfax, fully warrantied, fully serviced. And we always sell the best for less. So stop on down today. Pick out what you like, and we'll take care of the rest. We'll have you rolling down the road. Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Are you a Harding's Reward member? Sign up at Harding's.com to receive personalized digital coupons free club reward items and earn money for your nonprofit.
This week, it's a half-price sale. Fresh Express red bag salads, fresh green cabbage, cheese and crackers, and 48-ounce Country Fresh premium ice cream, all half price.
Get in, get out, get home.
Hi, I'm Dawn. I'm a skills trainer with Gateway Services. A lot of our clients all have the same hopes and dreams and fears that everyone else has. They just need support to overcome those different obstacles that they might have. I think the moment that I realized that I loved this job probably came the first time a client thanked me for helping them. I guess it's just the feeling of joy that it brings me, myself, to see them succeed at so many different things.
Learn more at gatewayvro.com.
From Henry's Hamburgers, the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald, Brett Wachowski, and St. Joe Girls basketball coach Tracy Bloodworth. You always hate to see a year come to a close. And I think we ask you this every year. Once a season comes to an end, how much time do you give yourself to not be a coach? Is there a time during the year that you're, quote-unquote, not the coach and just get to be normal, Tracy?
I don't think I'm normal anyway. Just ask my family, they'll tell you. Players will tell you too, probably. Yeah, you know, we try to give them a good couple of weeks off. Like I said, Simone had asked to go in a little bit earlier than that. You know, I think she had like 10 days off or something like that when she got back in touch with me and asked me to get in the gym. But a couple weeks, and then you really start to think about, like, you know, my plan was collect the uniforms, talk to them about who wants to start skill workouts. It's not mandatory. Just if you want to come in and do a couple individual or small group skill workouts, would you like to run open gyms? Those types of things. Get back into it just kind of at their pace, because there a lot of them are in other sports, mm-hmm. and they're doing other things in the spring, and then talk about team camp, like where would we like to go. And I usually look at where the seniors are looking, like, you know, Simone's mm-hmm. being recruited. Maybe we'll go to wherever she's being recruited just to kind of make sure mm-hmm. she has a good show there.
Good idea.
Yeah, kind of look to see where we're at, or look at where the juniors might be interested in going, or as they're coming up, that kind of thing. So we look at some of that stuff now. There's not a lot going on, but then we start to talk about summer, like I said, summer clinic and summer camp. For me, it's supposed to be March Madness.
I know.
Yeah. So we were watching last night the DVR version of Stanford-Oregon women's basketball game. Baxter and Laney wanted to watch it, and so we were watching it because I'd already seen it. Mm-hmm. So I saw, and I was texting Simone while we were doing it. She's a basketball junkie. And we were watching the game, and it was 22-22, and next thing you know, it was 55-33, Oregon. And Inescu just took over. But it's like, you know, you feel bad for kids like that. Yeah. And to know that all I have of March and Madness is what I recorded ahead of time some of the conference. And I didn't delete them, thank goodness. I just kept them for my own kids to watch. And so there's some good games still. I mean, I know that game wasn't good at the end, but it was impressive anyway.
Right, exactly.
So it's interesting to know that, gosh, we have other things we can do now. So we played cards last night, and we did some fun stuff with the family, and we'll still go out in the driveway and shoot and stuff like that. So, you know, it's family time now.
I was thinking that same thing as I'm getting ready for work, too. You know, parents say, what are we going to do now that the kids are going to be home for 3 weeks, blah, blah, blah. It's just, you know, have family time.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Right.
I mean, I think it'll be hard for the parents that obviously still work.
True.
But then again, like, are they going to send us home from work, too? I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. The teachers are home.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they'll do, you know, as far as from a society standpoint, you know, like we can't just stand still, but at the same time, we don't want to put people at risk.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Right. Just depends how the numbers go.
Right.
You know,
yep.
Keep spiking, they'll shut more and more down.
So for fans looking ahead, who are some of the younger players on varsity or JV that you're excited about?
I'm excited about all of them. You know, Avery Blumgren, if she can get a little bit stronger, she knows how to play the game. You know, I was really disappointed at the end, and I know she knows it because I got on her for not shooting the ball enough. But at the end of the day, like, she's a sophomore. You know, Carly Claire, sophomore volleyball player, stud athlete, you know, and if we can get her to do some things, Kaylin Junk, we already talked about, star soccer player too. You know, those are some things that we've got some good kids coming up. Caroline Vane. We already talked about her, too, as well. Mm-hmm. She's a little injured right now, but she'll recover. She'll recover fully. I know her surgeon was good, and she'll do a good job there as far as just doing her rehab and getting back onto whatever field she decides to be on. But she'll play all the sports that she can play. Aaliyah Hedstrom, just a freshman. Made varsity soccer as well, so super proud of her. So, yeah, obviously four-year varsity player on both sports.
Right.
And then we got the juniors. I already talked about Simone and Maya Hunter. You know, don't count her out. She didn't get as many opportunities because Emma played well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Maya's a really nice shooter and a very good competitor and just a good athlete all around. And I think the more she plays basketball, the better she's going to get. And then Reese Uzalak was on JV, but she's a great athlete. And once she starts to adjust to our system and how I coach, you know, I don't yell as loud as my dad, but my expectations are super high. I do. My expectations are very high, and it sometimes makes some of those kids nervous. But, you know, and then we got kids like Alana Jones and Bethany Pavlov that have just stuck around and done the things they need to do. And Michaela Van Hoven is just a great teammate and wants to be out there and be as involved and help us out the best she can. And so we've got some really good kids coming up.
You do.
No doubt about it. And then the twins, the Robinson twins. Can't ever count them out. They just compete like crazy, you know. So we've got some really good young kids coming up.
Yeah.
And then coaches-wise, who helped you out this year in your program?
You know, well, my dad was the JV coach, and Dan Knuth was our freshman coach, and Amy Port Pierce, you know, was there as much as she could possibly be. So I don't know what will happen in the future there. I mean, my dad's getting kind of old, you know.
you said that, we
didn't. Yeah. actually, Lainey wants him to coach her a little bit, so we'll see. Uh-huh. He may step and do a little bit lower level, so we'll see how that goes too. You know, it's always exciting. We have a lot of people invested in our program, and you know, it's been a lot of fun to be home.
I can't see your dad ever doing nothing. Can you?
No. Although he is slowing down a little bit, and he isn't just enjoying being around, you know, Lainey and Baxter quite a bit, and and his dog Swish. Did you know that?
No.
They named him Swish.
Swish.
Yeah, I'm sure you're shocked by that.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
So, well, enjoy as much as you can, any downtime before you hit the ground running again, getting ready for next year.
I will. Thank you so much. And congratulations, 500 show.
500 show. Yeah, he keeps track of a lot of
odd stuff.
What an honor to be on the 500th show.
Yeah.
And the first one.
I'm the first one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
we
you.
We really appreciate you coming in every week, too, because, you know, there are some times you come off of a win and you can't wait to go in and talk about it. And there are some times you come in off of a loss and, you know, you dread, you know, needing to talk about a particular week. But we really appreciate you coming in and talking about the program.
It's always fun to talk about the kids. It really is. Like, win or lose, we're learning. And that's what we're supposed to do.
Yep.
Yeah. So. And you're right. Talk about the kids. That's, you know, that's what you do. That's what all the coaches do. That's what Brett and I do. It's about giving the chance to spotlight the kids, because that's what it's all about.
Yep. Thank you so very much.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck rest of the day.
Yeah. Thanks. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks. You too.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from Henry's Hamburgers. The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Want to get happy? We're talking hamburger happy. Get to Hamburger Happy Hour at Henry's Hamburgers. Hamburgers just $1.25 all day Sunday and 2 to 4 on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Heck, order them with everything and get them for only $1. Hamburger Happy Hour at Henry's Hamburgers. Got a dollar, get a burger. You can be hamburger happy too.
I'm hungry for a Henry.
Auto Owners has a local claims branch, so they have a field of adjusters here in St. Joe.
Rich Brand and Tara Halsey from IMS, a local company working with Auto Owners Insurance to provide local service to their clients.
I don't think you're going to feel real comfortable dealing with somebody who may be in Pennsylvania or Texas or, you know, California for that matter. Our whole staff lives locally. We're accessible. We're out there in the community every single day.
IMS in St. Joseph and Niles.
Insurance Management Service.
Nothing out of Detroit disappoints. So when the Motor City names the pizza, you know it's delicious. The all-new Detroit-style pizza from Pizza Hut is loaded to capacity with cheese, generous amounts of toppings, and a crisp crust on the edges. Straight out of the D. The all-new Detroit-style pizza is just $13.99. With a rectangular thick crust, you'll want to grab yours today. Call, walk in, or dine in at your local hometown Pizza Hut. So big, the internet can't handle it yet. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Now, your WSBT 22 First Alert Forecast on WSJM Sports.
Skies are expected to stay mainly cloudy across southwest Michigan. Our temperatures only climb into the upper 30s, so not exactly a very warm day. There may be a stray snow shower here or there, but most places stay dry. We hang on to the clouds overnight with temperatures falling to right around 30 degrees. Sunshine for Sunday. I'm WSBT 22 meteorologist Lynette Grant.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports from Henry's Hamburgers. It's Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, and Mary Voitko is the girls' basketball coach at Lake Michigan Catholic as we wrap up the season for LMC basketball. First of all, welcome to our 500th show.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. That's so exciting.
Thank
I had
you.
No idea.
I didn't either until Brett texted me this
oh,
past
really?
Week.
Yeah, we track it.
Yeah. Well, he says track we. It. He tracks it.
I track it.
So is it your 500th show, like the both of you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so
he
exciting.
A lot more than that.
Oh, that's still very exciting, though.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you know the top of the year. How many football games have we done together?
It's 376. Something like that.
It's right nice. Around that ballpark. Holy yep. cow. Congratulations on your first season as the head coach. And I know
thank
you probably
you.
Learned a lot of growing pains.
Definitely.
And stuff. But congratulations on everything.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was a really great year for a first year. The transition was super easy, and I had a really great group of girls. And I did learn a lot, and I had a lot of injuries. But a lot of good things to learn for even the summer. I learned a lot of stuff from last summer coming forward and things to do for the next season.
And I don't know if we asked you early in the season, and you know, you being with the program last year, and your dad being helping Joe Jarvie coach the program for a while. But still, were there any things as you took over the program that stood out to you? Oh, that's right, I got to do that now. Oh, that's on me now.
Planning the banquet was huge.
Did you get yours in?
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
we on
did.
Thursday.
We
whipped it in really quick. Yeah, he used to get flowers for all the girls, and on Wednesday night, I went to Martin's at like 8:30 to buy flowers, and I ran into one of my players, and I was like, "Oh, caught me in the act of last minute running around." And I actually called our AD on Thursday, and I was like, "Hey, I heard that everything is canceled." I was like, "Can we still have our banquet?" He goes, "Yeah, it starts tomorrow." So we were like the last event. But other than that, with actual like basketball, like coaching related things, definitely a lot of house cleaning items, like sign out sheets and stat sheets, and then practice plans were really huge. I was really lucky to have my dad just kind of be my secretary this year and teach me a lot of that secretary house cleaning things. So hopefully next year I can kind of take some of it off of him, because he definitely took care of all my stats for me. He took care of our sign-out sheet. He filled out my names in my book for me every game. All I had to do was mark the starters.
That is so nice.
So, I was really, really lucky to have him with me this season.
I mean, what was it fun to be able to coach your dad? I mean, could you?
Yeah.
You never really. You went right to varsity. When you went to
I was. Well, he had me for 1 year when I was a freshman.
Okay.
Yeah, they. I was so. I remember being so sad that year. But now Jarvie would tell me, "I kept you down because you just weren't quite there mentally yet." And I look back and I'm like, "No, I definitely wasn't." So it was the best move for all of us. But he kept me for 1 year. He didn't start me. He didn't want to play favorites or anything.
Yeah, I get
but
that.
It was. I don't really remember much from that basketball season, but I remember being fun. But then he obviously was the assistant coach for Jarvie, and then he came to all my, like, every single one of my college games. And so being able to come back, and we would spend just weekends in the gym together and summers in the gym together, and being able to come back and have him on my coaching staff was just really special to me, and I'm really, really blessed that I was able to do that, and it just means so much.
And getting a chance to coach at your alma mater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
I think I said this at the beginning at like the beginning of our radio relationship, was that I just kind of felt like coming home.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird now, because I'll go to like buzz myself into the school, because we have like a little buzzer, and normally people would see me and just like automatically buzz me in, because like most people knew who I was. But there's a lot of different people at the school now, so they like talk to me through the little box, and I'm like, oh,
I'm Mary. I was like, I'm here to talk to Jane Deaton.
Yeah, you're right. When you get new people, starting to work there.
Yeah, no one ever has like talked to me through that buzzin' box before. I was really thrown off.
I'm the coach
of the kids. Yeah. They need me.
Yeah.
And you probably know the players. You remember because you had enough distance.
Yeah. So the
they might remember you, but
the seniors. And I think maybe the sophomores through seniors might have been, like, the kids that I helped with Mini Lakers when I was a senior. Mm. So, like, they all remembered me. And I remembered them, but I didn't remember, like, specific things about how they played basketball. There were a few that I was like, wow, you've grown up a lot. Like, or you are much better than you were when you were in sixth grade or fifth grade, however old you were when I was in high school.
Which is always a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. But I think that I'm excited to like keep going year by year and like get a little bit older and an age gap between them, because I know that I feel like I'm years, years, years older than them, and I've like lived another whole other life. But I know to them, I still probably feel like I'm very close to their age.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that could be a challenge.
Mm-hmm. That was probably one of the biggest things that was a challenge this year, was dealing with parents who I had known in high school and called like Mr. and Mrs. and then being like, you can call me by my first name. And Mrs. Dean calling her Jane has been very weird.
Oh yeah.
But she hasn't gotten mad at me for it. So I'm just calling her Jane now. And then, also talking to parents when there's issues and being like same level when I sometimes don't feel like I am, cause I'm younger than they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's kind of the same way with the girls too, disciplining the girls for things that they've done and not feeling like the same level, even though I am much older. I've gone through 4 years of college, played a sport, and have an adult job.
Yeah. A grown up job.
Yeah.
I know what you mean about, Jane Deaton when, Wayne Stefanich was still at the school, and he was the athletic director.
Mm, I remember.
And Mary Nielsen was his...
I loved Mary Nielsen.
She was great, wasn't she?
Yeah.
So I called one time looking for... And he's still Mr. Stefanich to me. I said, she answers the phone. I go, hey, Mary, it's Phil. And is Mr. Stefanich there? And she starts laughing. She goes, we call him Wayne around here. I said, well, I can't. He was my teacher. I can't call him Wayne. He's Mr. Stefanich.
There are parents that I, like, bounce between calling them Mr. and Mrs. and calling them their first names.
Yeah.
And I'll, like, do it to their face. And I'm just like, I just can't decide.
Yeah. And it'll get less and less.
Yeah, I think so.
As time goes on.
There were obviously had to have been nerves going into the season with you being now the head coach. Is that replaced by excitement because now you know what it's like being a head coach for an entire season and for whatever off season that you had? Is there more excitement as opposed to nerves getting ready for the next off season?
I hope so. I would get nervous for every game. I don't tell the girls this, but like every day, like after lunchtime at work, I just start thinking about basketball. Don't tell my boss. And I would just be like, man, I'm so nervous for our game tonight. Like, we need to do this and this and this and this. And then I usually shake it off by the time I get on the bus. But going forward, I think finally having like a year, like taking care of an entire program under my belt, which was a lot more work than I initially had thought, but not too much, that I gained confidence kind of as a person and as a coach, and I know what I want to do, and a lot of things that will be easier next year because of and learned from last year.
One thing that had to make things a lot easier for you were your few seniors on the roster. We'll have you talk about those, young ladies, as we come back after the break. It's the coaches from Henry's Hamburgers on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Family is the most important thing to me and to everyone on the crew in blue. That's why we're all so passionate about our family taking care of your family. Hi, I'm Casey Ross from City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our family is proud to represent the Ream family of products because we know that they're the best solution for your family. Just pick up the phone or stop on by our showroom downtown St. Joe to learn more about our financing option.
A Ream Pro Partner. Ream, the new degree of comfort.
Call the crew in blue, keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902. If you're an electrician with 5 years experience, look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians in our area, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career in a great path that includes amazing paid health care, a 401k, 3 pensions, and a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
Siemens in Bridgeman opened its doors nearly 45 years ago. Through the decades, they've continued to grow in this community thanks to their hardworking team of dedicated professionals. If you're a sales professional or an auto technician who is honest, motivated to go the extra mile for customers, and always tries to do the right thing, you're invited to join the family at Siemens in Bridgeman. Stop in and apply today. Sales professionals and auto technicians of the highest integrity apply today at Siemens in Bridgeman.
From Henry's Hamburgers, the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, Lake Michigan Catholic coach Mary Boydko, as we wrap up the season for the Lady Lakers. And as I mentioned, granted, you were with the program as an assistant coach, but as the head coach, it's nice to have senior leaders to kind of help be the buffer, if you will, between the new head coach and the younger players. Give you a chance to talk about those seniors.
Yeah, I've said this a few times throughout the year. It's just they were just such a great group of three leaders, and they all had such different leadership styles and positive attitudes. And each one of them, I will just miss so much. Elena was a very vocal leader for me. I could turn to her for anything. For positive criticism to me as a coach, I could pull her aside and be like, listen, this is what I want to do. And I was like, with our team, do you think that this is possible? I need you to be as honest with me as possible. And she'd be completely honest and positive, and she'd be like, listen, coach, like, I know that this is something, like, I wanted to change up our press. And she's like, I know this is something you want to do, but I think it's just too late in the season to get the girls to want to do it. And I was like, okay, like, thank you, I appreciate it. And she's just positive and always bring the ball up the floor for us. And it's good to have that type of leadership on the basketball court. Mm-hmm. And so it was great to have her build up our sophomores and our juniors that will be bringing the ball up, like Maggie and Claire, and just kind of see like what it takes to be like a good leader out there. And then Emily, I asked a lot of her. She barely came off the floor. It was hard to take her off the floor because she was just one of those players that you needed her size and her quickness and just her presence out there as a confidence builder for everybody. And except for when she would get in foul trouble, I think was the only time I would have to pull her. But I will miss her size. We don't have anyone like Hayden or Emily coming up that's quite as tall. So hopefully we can teach girls how to use their body in another way, like a stronger way, even though they're smaller. And then Hayden, I mentioned this before, even when she was here on the radio show, I think 2 weeks ago, it was such a bummer when she went down and broke her arm, but she's better now. Update for you guys. She's off her brace and she can play soccer, but she just has to wear her arm brace for a month, but she's good to go.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's super exciting. But she was just not outstanding on the bench for me as basically another assistant coach, and she had lots of really great feedback for the girls and advice and things that she was seeing. So even though you asked her, I think, would you ever want to be a coach? And I think she said no. But I could definitely see her as a coach. Maybe not like a head coach if she's not comfortable, but definitely like an assistant coach.
And I gave her the credit, too, after she got hurt. We were at the school for the Thursday morning road trip, and she was asked to be on the show, and she was. You asked her to come into the coach's show, and she did. And I got to imagine some people, after they get hurt, they go, I don't want to go in and talk.
Yeah, I don't know what I have to talk about.
Right,
yeah, exactly. She didn't necessarily want to come alone, so I told her I'd bring Emily with her. But both of the major injuries that I had here were the star sisters, and they were both so positive, at least to me, which was huge and huge for the girls, just to see them not get so down that they were hurt and that Hayden might have had a career, or not career, but like a season-ending injury as a senior, which is, that's pretty sad, and that's something that's hard to deal with. And she did a really great job being strong, and I definitely give props to their parents for raising some tough kids.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. As far as the younger players, who are some of the young players you had on varsity that you're looking to have, looking to be your team leaders for next year?
I'm hoping that I can get Maggie Tidy as one of my juniors. She's like my go-to player on the floor right now to kind of step up and be a be a leader next year. And I have a girl, Leah Bucall. She doesn't see as much minutes as I'd like her to, but, man, she's vocal, and she's probably our best communicator on the floor. So those two juniors, I'm really hoping that they can just kind of find their voice as leaders. And then on the floor as well, Claire Lasada, I'm going to need her to build her confidence and continue to start bringing the ball up the floor more. So her to work on her leadership skills as a junior will be huge for us, and just kind of understand that, yeah, she does have a voice. And as a point guard, you play a very important role on the team, and the girls will look to you for what are we doing, and you have to be able to tell them what you're going to be running on the floor.
You mentioned your dad several times during the season and how just amazing it was to have him. Number one, just to be able to coach with your dad but have that presence in the program. Who were some of the other people you had helping you out in the program this year?
Yeah, so I had – oh, man, I was so lucky. I had an amazing coaching staff with my dad, Coach Katie Erickson, who came down from Manistee. Her dad is the coach at Manistee Catholic. Jarvie actually texted me about her, and I immediately reached out same day, and she was like, that was a really fast turnaround. But she was on the bench mostly with my dad, helping him with like subs and stuff, and she was there. Both of them were there for me if in the middle of a game I just had to like sit down and be like, hey, like I don't know what to do right now, and they'd be like, okay, like blah, 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 and I'd be like, oh, perfect, that's a great idea, like I agree completely or whatever. And then I had two assistant coaches that are part of like this net team, which is a I think it's National Evangelization. I don't know what it stands for, but they're missionaries, and they are here for a certain number of months, and they're part of a program that's been here for the past 3 years, and each year it's three different teams. But so the two of them came, Amber and Cece came to as many things as they could, and they both play basketball in high school and were super helpful, and they've related really well to the girls because they're close to them in age. So it was awesome to have them. And then as well as that, I actually talked to the Beckmans a lot, Josh and Joe, just for advice about things, and because they both have loads of coaching experience, and Josh was super helpful. I actually had Joe come in and coach like half a practice for me, and I was just the girls just immediately he just had them drawn in, and I was like, wow, that was amazing. And after he left, I was like, thank you girls so much for giving him more respect than you do me sometimes.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I respect you for doing that, reaching out to somebody who won a state championship.
Yeah, he's awesome. Both of them were so helpful this season, and I was really lucky to have a big like support for someone so young and someone as a first-year varsity coach.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had fun. It was really stressful at times, and I always had a headache after every game, but...
Each time up, that part will become easier.
Yeah.
It will. You'll get more into the X's and O's.
Yeah.
And the management and other stuff will just start taking care of itself.
I think that I've talked to Briny about this too. Just practice plans and organizational skills are like my two biggest things that I need to improve on.
Well, you've got a season under you, you know
what to
work on. Yeah.
Was it as hard as you thought it would be to say goodbye to the seniors?
Yeah, it was really sad. Because, when you go through a program, you don't really think about, like, saying goodbye to your coach. Like, you're like, man, I'll miss you. Bye. Like, I'll come back to visit. And then as a coach, I'm like, wow, I'm going to have to do this every year and build these relationships with these girls and then say goodbye and be like, good luck at college.
Bye.
So I hugged them all goodbye, and I told them thank you so much for an amazing season. And I said, listen, I'm not going to tell you to come and visit because I know that, like, you don't want to come and visit. But, like, if you ever want to come and visit, you're more than welcome to come to practice and jump in. I know it's over Christmas break, so you guys can come help out. Shoot around at the gym if you want. I was like, I'll be there, and it won't be a big deal at all, and I'd love to see you guys and hear how you're doing at school.
Yeah. And I got to imagine you'll have, kids coming back.
Yeah.
You'll build your own cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I'll finally start getting that alumni game started like I've been talking about. We can beat down on the girls.
There you go. Show them how much you still have game.
I try to. I'll play horse with them throughout the season, and I'll like chuck up some threes, and they'll be like, what are you doing? And I'll be like, no one knew that I could, shoot. I was like, I worked really hard on my shot.
You should too.
Yeah, you should too. Get in the gym.
Well, like we said with Tracy, we appreciate you coming in, and if it was a good week, you're probably excited. Hey, can't wait to come in and talk about what happened. If it was a bad week, you probably dreaded, I got to go in and try to be as positive as possible, and you were, and appreciate that. We really appreciate you coming in every time.
Yeah, I know you guys joke, and you like say, oh, Mary doesn't like coming in. No, I like coming in. You guys help me get my day started a lot earlier than it normally would have, and it's always fun chatting with you guys.
It is always
Even though you drag me out of bed, and I originally don't want to come, but once I'm here, I'm happy.
I'm the same way. It's just, you know, it's not like after a Friday night game, and I get 3 hours of sleep, and the alarm goes off on Saturday morning. It's like, oh, my gosh, but once you get here, it's like, hey,
yeah,
it is. He brightens my day.
Yeah,
it's that yellow shirt, like that? The sun.
It's he's gonna know he keeps bringing the cookies. That's gonna even be better. Thank you again for everything.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
All right, congratulations on the season. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk Lakeshore Lady Lancer basketball next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hi, this is Rachel from Rogers Foodland. Wouldn't it be great if I could just wave a magic wand and grant you extra time? I almost can. Just go to rogersfoodland.com and click on Shop Now. You can have your order ready for pickup or we'll even deliver. And when you shop online, you'll find the prices are the same low prices you'll find in our store.
That's Rogers Foodland. Faster, easier, friendlier. The family food store.
Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland, and thank you.
The word advanced implies a high level of skill, and a high level of skill is exactly what you get at Advanced Import Repair. AIR owner-operator John Van Lanningham has attained some of the most advanced master-level certifications available today. The advanced level of expertise your vehicle receives at AIR means you can breathe easy that the job's done right. Look no further than AIR in Benton Harbor across from RX Optical. Open to all makes and models, specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, Mazda, and Hyundai. Breathe easy with AIR Advanced Import Repair.
You're here. Thank goodness. I'm ready to feel at ease, as you guys say.
Of course. We appreciate you calling us for your annual furnace tune-up.
I was also wondering, while you're here, if you might be able to check out this leak that I have in my basement?
Well, we don't do plumbing. We focus on heating and air conditioning.
Oh, could you just, like, install this new ceiling fan at least?
At McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning, we could be mediocre at multiple things, or an expert at one. We prefer to be experts.
Feel at ease with McGee's.
It's a glorious day in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Auto Group. Store in beautiful downtown Dowagiac, beautiful downtown Bridgman, and the home store in Benton Harbor. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles on the lot, ready to go. Fully Carfax, fully warrantied, fully serviced. And we always sell the best for less. So stop on down today. Pick out what you like, and we'll take care of the rest. We'll have you rolling down the road. Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Nothing out of Detroit disappoints. So when the Motor City names a pizza, you know it's delicious. The all-new Detroit-style pizza from Pizza Hut is loaded to capacity with cheese, generous amounts of toppings, and a crisp crust on the edges. Straight out of the D. The all-new Detroit-style pizza is just $13.99. With a rectangular thick crust, you'll want to grab yours today. Call, walk in, or dine in at your local hometown Pizza Hut. So big, the internet can't handle it yet. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports with Brett Witkowski. It's Phil McDonald. Booster members, coaches, and athletic directors, the next time you're looking to order school and team apparel, promotional items, or other fan merchandise, put your trust in Premier Promotions in St. Joe. They're local, they know you and your fans better than anyone, and they're competitively priced. You can visit them across from Clementine's in St. Joe or check them out online at premierpromos.com. Joined by Mike Clark, the girls basketball coach at Lakeshore, to wrap things up for the season. And good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. And a young lady that we've gotten to know quite a bit over the last couple of years, either here on the coaches or on our Thursday morning road trip as well. Morgan, we appreciate you coming in, too.
Thank you.
Brett heard you were coming, so we brought cookies.
Amazing.
Yeah. A little sugar to wake you up on a Saturday morning.
I was excited.
So was I.
Yeah, he was excited.
Yeah. He's loving it. Well, we appreciate you coming in, and I know the season didn't end the way you wanted it to, but first of all, just talk about how you've seen this team grow over the last season.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, we knew kind of going into last year, things were going to start changing, and we were going to have to start rebuilding some things, and we made some different changes, as we've mentioned before, kind of both from, I mean, the youth level all the way up through high school, and so there's definitely been some moving parts, and I think moving in the right direction, but, you know, it takes time, and so Last year was definitely a difficult season, you know, as far as wins and losses, and just even, you know, on the court, it was tough. Girls worked hard, just not necessarily a lot of success, you know, from that standpoint. And then this year was definitely some improvement. You know, we knew, again, it wasn't going to be an overnight change, and we had Morgan was our only returning starter from the entire group. And so, you know, and she was fantastic her junior year, which was her first year on varsity, and led us in a lot of categories. And so we knew we were going to rely on her leadership quite a bit this year, and I thought she did a fantastic job with that. You know, we definitely saw improvement, and I think not only saw improvement from the season before to this season, but even from the beginning of the season to the end. And, you know, and I told the girls, and sometimes you have those nights where, you know, you work really hard, and whether it's a close loss or not as close a loss as you would, you know, prefer, if it's going to be a loss, that I still had opposing athletic directors coming up to me after the games and just saying, "Coach, the improvement, like, you got to tell your girls, like, the improvement I've seen from the first time we played you to this time, or from last year to this year, is just immense." And it's good because, you know, when you get into the grind of the season, sometimes it gets hard to remember that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's, I will say, we have great coaches and who kind of will step back and say, "Hey, man, that was so much better than, you know, last week or earlier this week. You know, the things we were working on, we're getting better at." So I definitely saw that improvement. I hope the girls saw that improvement, you know, as well. Because it definitely stood out to a lot of our opposing coaches, too.
Morgan, you probably lost count how many people as you were growing up that would tell you, "Slow down and enjoy it because mm-hmm. it's going to go way too fast." Did this season go by a lot faster than you thought it would?
Yeah, it went by pretty quick. Between like hurting my ankle and then like missing a couple games, that sucked. But right after that, it kind of really hit me. It was like, this is almost over. Like, you're like, this is it. So
yeah. What advice would you give to younger players? Like you said, it sunk in. Oh my gosh, this is it. To at least prepare them, because when you're younger, it goes in one ear out the other. Oh, you know, okay, I'll worry about that when I get there. And all of a sudden, in a snap of a finger, you're there. What advice would you give a younger player just to, you know, again, slow down and enjoy the journey?
Right. Definitely just be grateful for all the opportunities you're given, like, throughout high school sports. It's like, if it's the only time you get it, so mm-hmm. just enjoy it.
Was it nice, Lee Spiel, play your last game at home?
That was really nice, yeah.
I'll bet. We asked Coach, you know, how he saw the team grow. Did you see the growth even from last year to this year as well?
Yeah, for sure. I think we definitely we meshed a little bit better than we did last year, and it, like, gave us more success. And even though there were a lot of games we didn't win, we, like, worked really hard, and I was really proud of how we played. So it wasn't necessarily, like, losing and going home and feeling like, wow, that was horrible. It was like, well, we played really good, we just didn't pull it out.
Mm-hmm. You know, Coach, and I didn't hear it as far as your program goes, but I hear it, you know, around the community, if somebody takes over a program within a couple of years, and people want instant success.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, people want instances, and they don't realize it's going to take, you know, some time. And some people will wonder, well, what do they do with the younger levels? What are they doing trying to develop the program?
Right.
To let Lakeshore fans know. I mean, yeah. you're hands-on, and you're building things up from the ground up.
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, that was, you know, again, I come from a town and from a program growing up that all you do is basketball. And I mean, that is what I've been with since I've been 3 years old. I mean, you know, and so I know what those kind of programs look like. I've participated in them. I've been around them my whole life. My father coached in them. I've been around the gym my whole life, you know, going to college, played college athletics, came out, I've been coaching almost my entire career. So it's like, I know what they look like. And when I came to Lakeshore, obviously they had success and, you know, we had great talent and things like that. But I was shocked that the community itself didn't have a youth program. I was shocked that, you know, even I was just telling Tracy, I just saw a thing, not my hometown, but in the area, but there in Indiana, and this eighth grade team down in Indiana just finished up their eighth grade basketball season, and they were 111-0. And you can't get 111 games for kids if they started playing basketball here practically in first grade by the time they got through middle school. It's just not, you know, so it's just different. And so we've worked on those changes. You know, like I said, we've kind of started our own little youth program that involves a practice a week and games every Saturday. We were able to get involved with St. Joe and Bridgman for some actual games this year to play somebody other than just ourselves. That's going to hopefully grow and increase. you know, we've had great parent volunteers step up and do some of those things. Like I said, we've made some changes at the middle school that, again, our numbers are starting to increase. We're looking at having a B team for eighth grade next year. Probably could have almost had one this year for seventh grade. It's just you never know the numbers because it's still fairly new in terms of before we were hoping to have eight kids try out. Now you're getting 23, and it's like, okay, now what? You know, so you know, you can't really do those things overnight. So I've talked to Greg about adding that. And then again, you know, we didn't have a freshman team just a couple years ago. Now we've got our freshman team back. You know, we had all three programs going again. So it's definitely it's a process. And then, you know, you think about that, and, you know, it's great. You have some great seventh graders. You have some great eighth graders. But it takes 2, 3, 4 years sometimes to get them up to where they're, you know, where most people might be seeing them on the varsity team. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had some different coaches come in and you know, even at the high school level, and they did a fantastic job this year, you know, in both working with the youth programs and working with our high school kids and really focusing on fundamentals. And so I think that's important. Again, you don't see that right now because when you're working on the fundamentals, you know, when you get off of a high school team and even JV programs, you know, you don't always see that. So there's a lot of time and a lot of process that goes into it. I don't think people understand, like, how much it weighs on coaches. As you mentioned, this idea of instant success, every coach I know feels it. And me included. And, you know, I've mentioned to Morgan and some, you know, some of our upperclassmen that I have a very good and close relationship with. Like, my assistant coach can tell you, like, it weighs on you every week, you know. And it's like the kids are working hard. Again, I have great support from our athletic director and from our principal and our school. So it's not even about them putting the pressure on you. But you just see it. You know, it's every week you see, well, this coach, they didn't make the playoffs for the first time in 20 years. We just got rid of them. We're going to find somebody else. And it's like, are you serious? They've had 20 years of success at your school. You know, they've had 10 years of success at your school. Like, mm-hmm. maybe they're in a down year. Maybe the talent in that athletic class just isn't as strong as the last couple years. You know, like, so it definitely weighs on you as a coach. And I don't think everybody in the community always realizes that, too. I mean, it's a stressful job to begin with. And you know, the season's a grind. It's wintertime. We always talk about that. But yeah, there's a lot of pressure to find that instant success, and you just hope that you have a good group of kids that work hard, and you have a good administration that supports you, and you're given the time to make the program what it needs to be, not only for the current year, but again, we're looking at future success as well.
Before we take the break, just give you a second to say something quick about the seniors who are graduating from the program.
Yeah, so, you know, I mentioned, you know, we had kind of four traditional seniors. We had an exchange student this year that kind of came up.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, we've got Ella Jeske, who's looks like arriving at the moment as we speak here. She's being dropped off.
Calling
being
her
chauffeured here on the radio.
Oh.
You know, this was Ella's kind of first time stepping into the starting lineup. She played last year, obviously multi-sport athlete, man, what a turnaround. And I'm talking about you now that you showed up. What a turnaround, though. I mean, this is a girl who, again, you know, picked up basketball her freshman year of high school and, you know, comes in her junior year to play varsity and steps into a starting role her senior year. And, you know, I expected good things from her defensively. I expected her to work hard. Again, she's an incredible athlete. But to see her step up and take over games offensively for us, leading scorer. I mean, the defense was always good, but then to be a leading scorer and to try to and to show leadership, you know, at practices and things like that, it blew me away, to be honest. I was so proud of her for that. Holly Hersick came in. You know, she transferred to us last year, going into her junior year. Didn't get to play a whole lot for us, but she kind of got acclimated to the program, I think, but didn't really see a lot of on-the-court stuff. And this year, again, fantastic leader, works incredibly hard. She's one of those players that rarely came off the court. And again, great job offensively for us, defensively for us. And again, just you could tell how much she cared about the team. I mean, you know, she was one of the first that would text me and say, Coach, I don't know, there's this going on. Or, Coach, you know, I think we need to do this. You know, we need to think about doing something about, you know, whatever. And so it's great to see someone take ownership, especially who hasn't been in the program necessarily for 4 years, but have that same kind of feeling and you know, that this was important to her. Sarah Moore kind of came in to our program again as a senior, first time on varsity this year. Came off the bench for us, very good shooter. You know, the big thing I always talked about with Sarah was I think over the 4 years, I hope what she learned is to have confidence in herself. I don't think a lot of people ever gave her credit on the court. It's funny because she was probably one of the few people, I would say, that actually went to basketball camps every summer in our program. You know, and I think she enjoyed basketball. I think it's something that she liked. She didn't necessarily do a lot of other sports. But I don't think that, you know, she was given a whole lot of opportunity sometimes either. And even though she didn't always play a lot for us, I hope she understood how much I appreciate her work ethic. And again, she could come in and sit for 3.5 quarters and in 2 minutes have 2 3-pointers for you. You know what I mean? So it was just nice to know that, you know, if she got in, she'd do her job kind of thing, and no matter how many minutes she played. And then, obviously, Morgan, like I said, was our only returning starter and was a huge role for us, you know, a speaking captain for us all year long. And you know, Morgan and I have gotten to know each other very well on and off the court over the last couple years in particular. And you know, she knows, I think, the absolute world of her, both again as a player, but just as a person as well. And so can't be more excited for her and, you know, what she has in store for her as well in the future. And so it's just a great group of kids, yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. More coming up as we talk Lakeshore Lady Lancer basketball and the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. It's 9 o'clock.
I'm Kyle Montgomery with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. With the tag deadline just a few days away, lots of teams making some big moves on Friday. The Vikings releasing defensive lineman Linval Joseph and cornerback Xavier Rhodes. Rhodes was a first-round pick in the 2013 draft. The move saves Minnesota just over $8 million in cap space. Meantime, the Jaguars have placed the franchise tag on Yannick Ngakoue. The star defensive lineman has said he does not intend to sign a long-term contract in Jacksonville. He gets the non-exclusive franchise tag, meaning he can negotiate and sign with another team. And the Broncos putting the franchise tag on Justin Simmons. The safety's coming off an impressive 2019 campaign with career highs in interceptions and passes defensed. And the Broncos also picking up the contract option for Von Miller. The 8-time Pro Bowler is now guaranteed $6 million of his salary. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Napa Know-How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat-worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Now, your WSBT 22 First Alert forecast on WSJM Sports.
Skies are expected to stay mainly cloudy across southwest Michigan. Our temperatures only climb into the upper 30s, so not exactly a very warm day. There may be a stray snow shower here or there, but most places stay dry. We hang on to the clouds overnight with temperatures falling to right around 30 degrees. Sunshine for Sunday. I'm WSBT 22 meteorologist Lynette Grant.
From Henry's Hamburgers, the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, along with Mike Clark, the girls basketball coach at Lakeshore High School, and Morgan Tillman and Ella Jeske are here as well. And Ella, we asked them, Morgan, a short time ago, you know, when you were younger, you got the advice from people, just beware because it's going to keep going faster and faster and faster. Did this season go by in a flash for you?
I don't really think it went by too fast. I think we had, like, I don't know, it kind of felt long to me because of just, like, how much, like, we were doing and stuff like that. Like, we had, like, a lot of practices, like, a lot of games, and I felt like last year it just went by really fast because we were, like, always losing and stuff, and, like, this year, like, it took a lot longer because, like, we were winning games, and I think, like, my mentality just made it feel, like, a lot longer.
Where did you see, what do you think the team improved the most, maybe from last year to this year to the end of this year? Did anything stand out to you?
Yeah, I think that our skill definitely got better, but I think the biggest thing for us was, like, our confidence, because last year we didn't really have any confidence, like, on or off the ball. Like, we didn't have confidence in taking shots, and, like, this year we put up a lot more shots and, like, did a lot of things that, like, we could never do last year.
Normally we'll have a coach answer this question. Maybe you guys, being the two of the senior leaders, is, you know, coach talked about the seniors that are graduating, you know, from the program. Who do you think some of the younger players coming back, whether they be juniors or sophomores, if you saw any of the freshmen from the JV team or, you know, freshman team, who do you think might be some of the top players for fans to be excited about next year? Anybody stand out? I know you're going to miss somebody, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but who do you think might be some of the top players?
Yeah, definitely Riley. Yeah, I feel like Riley Pfeiffer, like, she does a lot for our team. She's only a sophomore, but she also made varsity as a freshman, and I feel like she didn't have a lot of confidence last year, especially with being a freshman on varsity, but this year she, like, really stepped up. Like, she had a lot of confidence, and she started taking a lot more shots, and she made a lot of points for our team because she's a really good shooter. Definitely Gabby Conway, too. She was on the JV team this year, but she's really strong, and she's like a big presence underneath, so I think it'll be really hard to stop her by people next year.
Do either one of you have a different sense, because now you were seniors, when you were sophomores and juniors, you had the quote-unquote senior leaders, and all of a sudden that was you this year. Did you approach the season any differently? Did you have a different mindset?
Yeah, I kind of, like, I mean, you obviously have, like, the experience under your, like, you have experience. Like, when you're an underclassman, you don't have as much experience. So, like, that's why the seniors are the leaders, because they know, like, what to do in certain situations because they've had that throughout high school. But, I mean, I definitely went into games differently. Like, being a senior leader, you kind of, like, think about, like, this is my last, like, time, like, playing here at this time. So you definitely just go into the games with a different mentality, and, like, you just want to work super hard and, like, show your team how much you care.
Take us into, like, the Lakeshore program with Coach. Any quirky things the coach does in practice or in the locker room at halftime? Oh, he's anxious to hear this.
You don't think about this one, so this is an interesting thing. Do I do that really?
Is there anything quirky or funny that the coach does? It just kind of has you crack up and...
In practice, when he's playing defense on us and he jumps, like, 3 feet high and just swats the life out of us.
So you play like a 7-footer, huh?
Sometimes, yeah. I try, you know.
No, like, you think you're going to, like, shoot over him, and then he just smacks it down.
On occasion, not all the time.
Not all the time.
Yeah. Does he pump his chest every does it, too?
Yeah.
I always tell the girls, like, I approach this, and they know these two in particular know this because they've been around me so long. Like, I even when I get to practice with the girls, or, you know, we come out and we try to, you know, our coaches scrimmage with them a little bit, you know, to provide some extra, you know, speed, or provide, you know, again, somebody that can get up in the air and try to, you know, force their shots different, whatever. Yeah, well, I love to talk, and I love to, you know, kind of, because what I want them to understand is, like, you can work really, really hard and have so much fun playing basketball. And that's something that I think that our program needs to continue to learn, because I think it's either like, oh, we have to be really, really serious all the time because that's the only way you're playing hard, or it's like we're just goofing around and clowning around, but now we're not working hard. And so I've always tried to, like, try to model that a little bit when we get out there, is that, you know, you can work really hard and do some really awesome things on the court, and also then do it having fun, you know, diving on the floor, like, they'll laugh, I'll dive on the floor and be spinning around halfway across the half court. But it's like, this is fun. Like, this is fun to me. Like, this is how, you know, like, it should be every day. Because when you're doing this for month in, month out, in the wintertime, when it's dark, you never see light anymore, you know, you got to be able to have fun with it, you know. And like they've said, you know, we've had some, you know, from a win-loss perspective, it's not necessarily been, you know, overwhelmingly the wins that make the seasons easy. And so I think in particular, especially with that, like, you got to be able to have that mentality. So, you know, it's definitely something that I think they laugh about and they think is probably silly. But, you know, I hope that they also, we talk about it later, like, yeah, it is silly, it may be a little fun, you know, but at the same time, like, this is the only way I want to be on the court. Like, I don't want to be on the court if I'm not happy, you know, but at the same time, I'm going to work hard because that's where I'm going to see success. So.
Who were some of the coaches you had help out with you this year?
So Mariana Sorecki was our assistant coach this year, and she stepped into our varsity assistant role for the first time, and she was fantastic. I think the girls, you know, latched onto her really quickly, and I think she has that. You know, she played ball through high school. She's played in state finals. She has that kind of grit on the court, and she brought that into coaching. And you know, it's always tough too when you're it's your first year on a coaching staff. You know, how much do I say? How much do I not? You know what I mean? And I've tried to encourage her to just, you know, you see something, you think something, like, you just tell them. You know what I mean? You don't have to ask for approval. Like, she knows how I. She's been around me long enough now to know kind of how I approach the game. We talk all the time, you know, both about basketball and just other things. So I think she gets it, and she's great for the kids and great for our program. You had Jason Forrester, who was our head coach on JV, comes in with a ton of high school coaching experience, you know, as well. You know, he was Waterville Elite's head varsity coach before he came to our program. Wasn't able to do our freshman last year because we didn't have a freshman team, so we just kind of helped out in the program, did a lot with our youth program, as we said. You know, we were trying to kickstart. And then this year took over our JV. And again, I mean, they had a ton of success this year for a JV program. And, you know, with, again, a very young team, you know, we kept that group kind of together all year. And I did that because I thought he could really, you know, do something special with them and get them prepared, many of them, if not all of them, possibly on that starting lineup, prepared for a possible varsity, you know, spot next year. So Jason did a great job. And then Jeff Doro came in as our freshman coach this year, and somebody who had worked with our youth program the last year or so. We knew we were going to need somebody that when we're going to have this freshman team again, because we knew we'd probably be pulling a couple up. You know, we had two sophomores in our starting varsity lineup. We had two freshmen in our starting JV lineup. So we knew with those freshmen that we're still going to be playing freshman basketball, we still had some talent there. We also had some girls who had never really played basketball before, that we were going to need somebody that could really cultivate fundamentals and really just get the skills. Not worry about the wins and losses, but really get them. And yeah, absolutely, because that's not easy. You know, I'll be honest, I would not be a great fit for that. You know, and so pulling him in with that youth basketball experience, and again, he's somebody who's played sports through high school, through college. He gets it. You know what I mean? I thought he did a fantastic job as well. Again, so there's definitely some newness to the program. I mean, really, Jason was the only one within our program last year, and he was new last year to the program. So, you know, definitely, like I said, there's changes that are going on, and I think they're positive ones. Mm-hmm. But they definitely take a little time to fit all together and get the right pieces.
Just before we let you guys go, Morgan and Ella, spring sport coming up for either one of you, and what are some plans after graduation you're looking at?
Yeah, in the spring I play soccer, and this year I'm also doing track, so whenever I don't have, like, soccer and stuff like that, like, I'm going to be running track meets. And after college, I don't know, I've been looking a little bit at Saginaw Valley, and I think I might go there to play soccer.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah, I run track in the spring, and as long as we have our season, hopefully, I'm looking forward to, like, the end of that and, like, the big competitions like regionals and state and stuff like that. But I'm going to go to Grand Valley next year to study business.
Awesome. So. Well, you guys, congratulations on the season. I know you maybe had wanted a few more wins, but I think the way you guys improved and grew over the last couple of years, you should be proud of what you did. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for getting up early. And have a cookie, 500 show cookie, just for you guys. Coach, always good to see you. Thanks for coming in every time.
I appreciate it. I appreciate all the support you guys give us, you know, as coaches in the community. And it's great to have that, you know, support both on the Saturdays, but also throughout the season, and we just really appreciate what you guys do.
Definitely a pleasure.
Thank
you. All right, we'll see you soon.
Thanks.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk Michigan Lutheran basketball next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
If your pre-owned car feels new, looks new, and drives like it's brand new, it's probably a certified pre-owned Ford from Campbell. Hi, I'm Brian Lears from Campbell Ford & Niles, Southwest Michigan's Ford Certified Pre-Owned Leader. Each one of our vehicles goes through Ford's meticulous 172-point inspection before it's called Ford Certified Pre-Owned. Then we put it through the painstaking Campbell inspection, so you'll swear you're driving new. See our stellar inventory at CampbellFordNiles.com. Campbell Ford, the best bottom line is right at the state line.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Are you a Harding's Reward member? Sign up at Harding's.com to receive personalized digital coupons, free club reward items, and earn money for your nonprofit.
This week, it's a half-price sale. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, T-bone steak, and our family shredded or chunk cheese, all half price.
Get in, get out, get home. Harding's Friendly Market.
Hi, I'm Dawn. I'm a skills trainer with Gateway Services. A lot of our clients all have the same hopes and dreams and fears that everyone else has. They just need support to overcome those different obstacles that they might have. I think the moment that I realized that I loved this job probably came the first time a client thanked me for helping them. I guess it's just the feeling of joy that it brings me, myself, to see them succeed at so many different things.
Learn more at gatewayvro.com.
The experience that our agents have is incomparable to any other agency in this area.
Derek Halsey and Rich Brandt of IMS, an auto owner's agency, talk about their team of professionals.
It really boils down to our employees. We have great people that work for us, that we trust, that are honest, that are hardworking, that work together as a team, that put the interest of their client first.
I'm very confident that any agent in our office can handle your needs or anybody else's.
Call IMS in St. Joe and Niles, an auto owner's agency.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports from Henry's Hamburgers, Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, and Michigan Lutheran coach Ron Briney is joining us for our conversation for Lady Titan basketball. Appreciate you coming in. And it's an odd situation that that you're in. I mean, you were set to play for a regional championship, and you got word not too long before you probably would have hit the bus.
Yeah, ironically, the way that everything came about, we had just gotten through all the details of playing the game with 50 spectators, you know, and getting the tickets and stuff that were needed for that to make sure people were covered. And we had just gotten that done, and we had a pep rally at the school starting at quarter to three, and Principal Herbst pulls me over and says, "Got to talk." Shows me an email and says, "Everything is fully suspended." And one of the hardest things I've ever had to do to a coach is just before the pep rally, go tell the kids that they've postponed that game. And it hit them hard, and obviously me with that. No coach wants their kids crying. Mm-hmm. So it was a real hard situation. And the principal did a good job of carrying through just some fun activities. We had a pep rally going anyway, so let's have some fun. Right. Did that. And we went through practice. He had at that time, still don't know, but said, all right, if we got to play tomorrow or Monday, there's a couple more things I got from another film. So we had to wear our jerseys for practice. So we're out there practicing in our jerseys and stuff like that. And it was more therapeutic and just being together than it was anything. And so we had to practice that day to give ourselves a chance to stay focused and not lose track of what we were here for. One of the young ladies said, you know, the NCAA's, both men and women's tournaments are canceled. I said, oh, they're not walking away from that money. They're probably postponed. And come to find out when I went home, she was right. And I go, well, it puts a whole different light on what's going to happen now at the high school level. So I think everybody started lowering their expectations of the chances of us playing, at least in the real near future. So, and, of course, things really changed about 11 o'clock at night when you get the schools being shut down Monday. So everything happened fast and furious, and nothing prepares you for that. And the lack of closure and the door still theoretically is open, and there's still some talk of possibility after the April 5th of perhaps carrying through or not. And so I don't know what that would look like of being 3 weeks off from playing basketball and, you know, you have everything that's shut down. You can't practice, no workouts, no none of that stuff. So we certainly are going to respect those decisions. And, you know, if they do play, everybody's in the same boat. So we do what we have to do, and I'll bank on my kids any day of the week and giving us our best shot. But momentum-wise, a lot of momentum would be cut at this point, and a lot of skills erode over 3 weeks.
Yes.
It erodes in 4 days, let alone 3 weeks. So, but the heart of the kids would be champions, and we'd give ourselves a chance to do whatever is intended.
Have they said anything like what that might look like?
They have said nothing other than, you know, there is that still that possibility after April 5th or whatever that date was. So I'm sure as time goes by and the numbers start clarifying themselves as far as the virus going forward with more cases or less cases, that, you know, they'll respond accordingly. And with all due respect to the people that we put in positions to make those decisions, it's our job to respect that. And so we're doing that. And we'll do the best we can when we can.
Yeah, I know, you know, in your situation and the other girls' teams that were still alive and the boys' teams that were going to be playing for a district championship, there was a lot of disappointment. Again, if by chance they're not able to resume the tournaments, I think people, they want to look for somebody to blame, but there is nobody to blame.
You can't do that.
No, it's a situation where there's a virus, and it's not like there's one individual who caused this to happen. It's just, unfortunately, it's the way of life sometimes.
And it would only take one example, you know, close to home, of some unfortunate situation that could touch you personally or somebody you know personally. You would get the picture, and I don't think we need that example to respect the decisions that are being made. So. Well, it's hard to accept. Mm-hmm. We understand. Everybody can understand our disappointment.
Right.
But we also understand that we need to respect the decisions, and we do.
Right. And for those teams that are still alive, and if they cannot resume the tournaments, there was no closure.
I mean, like that's the hard part.
Yeah,
that's
like you were saying, you know, if there is no resumption of the tournament, you can say we won our last game, but there was still a journey yet to go. Where, you know, teams that had lost earlier in the tournament, they had their closure.
Yeah. And closure is important.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the journey of the entire season, the accomplishments that we brought to the table to that point, they're never going to go away.
Right.
And at this point, if we're considered co-regional champions for this group, and right now that's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the asterisk next to it, there's a memory of a different kind that they'll be able to claim their whole life. And the Lord's in charge. He's in control. And we teach that. We preach that. And we live that.
Yeah.
So we have no problem with that process. And we'll deal with it accordingly. And our administration, Principal Herbst and Mr. Eggert as athletic director, done a great job of leading things in the right direction. And we've done an outstanding job of pulling things together on, you know, 10-minute announcements that are given to you every 10 minutes and changing. You know, it's been a moving target for everybody.
Yeah.
So the great job our administration has done, and then we've tried to trickle that to the kids, and our kids have responded accordingly and kind. And we've gotten through the disappointment and still flicker with the hope that could be. And that's the way our season will end, and even the banquet is postponed. So the whole closure thing's a big thing for all of us, and that's, we're going to have to figure out what that closure is going to look like, because it's got to come.
Right.
It just has to come.
Yeah.
And I already miss the kids. I really do.
I'll bet. I always live by the belief everything happens for a reason, but unfortunately, a lot of times we're never going to know what the reason was.
Not on this side of heaven.
Nope. And I was joking with somebody the other day, you know, once we get to the pearly gates, you go over and you go, hey, I got a couple questions.
Yeah.
Why this? Why this?
And then you don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, that's maybe what I spend a lot of years doing. As soon as I get up there, is all those questions that we wondered about at the time, but really doesn't matter.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk more with Michigan Lutheran coach Ron Briney as we continue from Henry's Hamburgers. The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Some of those big hamburger places are adding flavor enhancements to their French fries. Ah, maybe they should have started with better potatoes. Only at Henry's Hamburgers can you get their world-renowned French fries, the same way they've been serving them since 1959. And there's no limit. If you really like them, order up a half pound. Henry's Hamburgers on M139.
I'm hungry for a Henry.
Truck buyers know Siemens in Bridgman is the area's undisputed truck headquarters, with America's number one and number two best-selling trucks, Ford F-Series and Ram trucks, at one location. And because of their high volume, Siemens in Bridgman can offer the best savings, product knowledge, and overall truck buying experience, hands down. Ford F-Series and Ram trucks, America's top two best-selling trucks, both at Siemens in Bridgman. Shop Siemens in Bridgman today, the area's undisputed truck headquarters. You might be really glad you did.
The experience that our agents have is uncomparable to any other agency in this area.
Jarek Halsey and Rich Brandt of IMS, an auto owner's agency, talk about their team of professionals.
It really boils down to our employees. We have great people that work for us, that we trust, that are honest, that are hardworking, that work together as a team, that put the interest of their client first.
I'm very confident that any agent in our office can handle your needs or anybody else's.
Call IMS in St. Joe and Niles, an auto owner's agency.
Family is the most important thing to me and to everyone on the crew in blue. That's why we're all so passionate about our family taking care of your family. Hi, I'm Casey Ross from City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our family is proud to represent the Ream family of products because we know that they're the best solution for your family. Just pick up the phone or stop on by our showroom downtown St. Joe to learn more about our financing option.
A Ream Pro Partner. Ream, the new degree of comfort.
Call the crew in blue, keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, and Ron Briney, the Lady Titans, and everybody's still alive in the tournaments now. Everything is on hold. Mm-hmm. The MHSAA says the postseason for winter sports, whatever was left, is being suspended as of right now. They're holding out a slight hope of maybe resuming. You just don't know. But coaches, we take a look back at the last couple of games. An amazing start for your district championship game against New Buffalo, and an amazing start in the regional semifinal against Calvary Christian. I mean, if you want to talk about a team putting away any doubt early in a game, it was your team the last couple of games.
And you work hard to be playing your best basketball by the end of the season, and that's a process, and it's an experience. And our kids bought into the process. We hit a little bit of a skid there when we had New Buffalo put a 20-point loss on us, and you don't turn on and off excellence, and it kind of hangs there. So you don't just lose one and say, oh, no good, we'll be good the next game. We had to fight our way back to the level that we're capable of, and they did. And we went with the confidence of doing that, and certainly the focus that's brought from that loss and from the fact that we had to beat River Valley, who beat us last year, and then New Buffalo in the championship, who just freshly beat us by 20. They had our complete focus, and always tell the kids, do your best, you know, to be the best that you are. And if everybody does their best at what they're good at, we got a chance to win, and playing the freedom of being the best player that we can and playing to our God-given ability. And they turned it loose, and we started practicing that way, and it got cut loose. The confidence was there, and we are in a pretty good ball club, and we all do what we're supposed to do. And those kids stepped up, and good things were happening. The leadership has been outstanding on this team all year long, and so we were able to jump quickly, and quick starts is where championships are won. I mean, that's, if you're going to win a championship, good starts are really hard to come back from. And those games, all of them, we came out with really good starts and were able to finish. That's the other part of it. You got to be able to finish. And the kids did that as well. So it was, we were playing our best. The momentum was right there. And that's the hard part, too, because I'd love to play Martin and the momentum and the swings that we had been playing at. But bigger and better things came along, and we're going to respect that.
You mentioned being starting strong, but you also have to be able to finish. And in that game against Calvary Christian, they started making a little run in the third quarter. You called a timeout to stop that, and you did, too.
Yeah, we just talked. We recognize the first 4 minutes and the first 10 points of the third quarter are kind of the momentum, the 0-0 momentum stopper for the second half. And we've usually been good at owning that, and at the same time, they're region champs from last year. They got a 2,000-point score, so they know what it looks like. They've been very well prepared, so I knew they were going to make a run, and they chose coming out of the half making a run. And so it took us a little bit to get refocused on what we needed to do. And then once we stopped that, we went ahead and got back what they got and then added a couple more points to that process. So did take a timeout. And some encouragement to, all right, what are we here for? What do we got to do here? Who's scoring the points? And they had two outstanding scorers, six-footers. I mean, they very skilled, very accomplished. So they made a run at it, and we met that on and finished. That was cool.
Kelsey Richards, was she the 2,000?
Yeah.
Now, you limited her to five, what I had unofficially. Yeah. How did you defend her? What was the plan going in?
Well, her and Kaminga were both seniors, mm-hmm. six-footers, and they play high-low, and they just know where each other's at. You can tell they've been playing in that system forever under her dad. So, I mean, it was very schooled to know what to do. So we had to pretty much put two people on each time they touched the ball and really pay attention to them and understand that the second one touched it, the other one was going to come to get the ball, and they were going to find it. So we had to put two on the ball, make that a tough pass, and we had to really make sure that we sealed the person that was not being guarded and then force their other people to try to beat us, which they were not used to doing, and so that game plan worked for us.
In your case, your defense creates a lot of offense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think we turned them over 25 times or something like that along the way. Our half-court pressure was amazing against them, and they tried everything. They tried absolutely everything. And Abby Harris did a great job of paying attention when they tried to bring Richards up there. Abby had 8 steals in that game. I mean, she played a great stretch as it was, but she filled the stat sheets in many ways. She had 8 steals in that game right there, and I was just taking the pass away to that middle when they tried to make the adjustment and get it to their 6-footer high and go. It didn't happen that way. So I thought our half-court defense really kept them at bay and kept the 6-footers away from the basket, which gave us a better chance. And I think they scored 16 out of the 20 points that they got on us were from those two kids. And they're the real deal, and we were glad to send them home and not go home ourselves.
I was almost tempted to do during one of the commercial breaks, have the person back at the station say, "Hey, record me saying this, Michigan Lutheran, another steal at half court," and just play that on a loop, because I can't tell you how many times I said that during the game.
Well, the kids, when you move as a unit defensively, whether it's half court, full court, quarter court. You got something special, and our kids complemented each other defensively very well, and we did it with depth. And Division IV, or really any division, if you can do that, you got a great chance to pressure the ball, and if you can put the basket and finish with the basket, you got a good chance to compete, and that's what this group was excellent at. And they enjoyed the strength that they brought together as opposed to being separate, all-state ball players. We just got a good core of kids that complement each other's talents well and played hard.
Well, let's hold out some hope and say some prayers that the MHSAA is able to find some way to resume things again. It's a small chance, but at least there is that chance to see if there's any way that they can resume the tournaments.
That's all you can do at this point in time, and whatever the outcome is, we'll make the most out of it, and we'll get its proper closure as expected for everyone, and we'll pray for everybody's health and welfare in these tough times.
Well, right now you're co-state champs.
Well, in my book they are.
Theoretically, we're in the Sweet 16, so we're 1/16 of a state champ.
Let's go.
We're definitely region co-champs right now, so we'll put whatever title on it when it's all said and done, and have some fun with those discussions and memories. But we'll take it, and whatever's intended, it'll be.
All right. Well, let's hold out some hope. It's good to see you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Appreciate all you do.
Michigan State basketball to watch this weekend.
It's Cassius Winston. That's sad to see him make that his last game. There's just a lot of things in the sports highlights like that, and there's certainly other ones, but that one's near and dear to my heart. All he's done to the program, and there's no closure for an athlete that's represented all the right things and gone through the tough times and been an outstanding example. You'd sure like to have that keep going, but it is what it is.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Thank you, appreciate it.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk Benton Harbor basketball next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Higher standards? It's what you can expect with a NECA electrical contractor using electrical workers from Local 153. Trained, efficient. These workers complete an intensive 5-year apprenticeship. The result? You save time and money on your commercial, residential, or industrial project by getting it done right the first time. Don't settle for less on your next project. Hire higher standards. Hire a member of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. To find out how, visit necani.org.
Hi, this is Rachel from Rogers Foodland. Wouldn't it be great if I could just wave a magic wand and grant you extra time? I almost can. Just go to rogersfoodland.com and click on Shop Now. You can have your order ready for pickup or we'll even deliver. And when you shop online, you'll find the prices are the same low prices you'll find in our store.
That's Rogers Foodland. Faster, easier, friendlier. The family food store.
Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland. And thank you.
You're here. Thank goodness. I'm ready to feel at ease, as you guys say.
Of course. We appreciate you calling us for your annual furnace tune-up.
I was also wondering, while you're here, if you might be able to check out this leak that I have in my basement?
Well, we don't do plumbing. We focus on heating and air conditioning.
Oh, could you just, like, install this new ceiling fan at least?
At McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning, we could be mediocre at multiple things, or an expert at one. We prefer to be experts.
Feel at ease with McGee's.
It's a glorious day in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Auto Group. Store in beautiful downtown Dowagiac, beautiful downtown Bridgman, and the home store in Benton Harbor. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles on the lot, ready to go. Fully Carfax, fully warrantied, fully serviced. And we always sell the best for less. So stop on down today. Pick out what you like, and we'll take care of the rest. We'll have you rolling down the road. Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Now, your WSBT 22 First Alert forecast on WSJM Sports.
Skies are expected to stay mainly cloudy across southwest Michigan. Our temperatures only climb into the upper 30s, so not exactly a very warm day. There may be a stray snow shower here or there, but most places stay dry. We hang on to the clouds overnight with temperatures falling to right around 30 degrees. Sunshine for Sunday. I'm WSBT 22 meteorologist Lynette Grant.
And Henry's Hamburgers, the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, Kenny Jackson is the girls' basketball coach at Benton Harbor as we wrap up the season for the Lady Tigers. I hate to say we wrap up the season, but it's that time of year where winter sports season is coming to a close. Kenny, thanks for coming in as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I know whenever we have the coaches come in at the end of the season and they do not move on, we always say the season didn't end the way that you wanted it to in the districts and all that. But still, you got to be proud with the effort you got from your young ladies this year.
Yeah, I'm real proud. I'm proud of the young ladies. I'm proud that we finished with a full roster and a full JV team. So the program is on the rise. The girls play hard, and at the end of the day, we just didn't make enough shots to win it. That's all it comes down to. I can't say a girl was lacking here, a girl was lacking there, because if you in the game of basketball, they say it's a make or miss league. You make shots, you move on. You miss too many shots, you go home. And that's just kind of the way our season's been going. I mean, we have a lot more competitive games this year than we had last year. So we're in the game, and unfortunately, we just didn't put together four quarters as many times as we like to. You know, I used to go by quarter. You got to win a quarter. You got to win a quarter. Well, you know, if you don't win the quarter, if you have a quarter where you don't do anything, it can be a detriment at the end of the game. And that happened a couple of times. But other than that, I'm satisfied.
And I had a chance to see you in that district, and that was a game where there was just plenty of opportunities, just not able to get the shots to fall.
Plenty of
opportunities. And good looks, too.
Yeah, plenty of opportunities. And just didn't go down. And, you know, the ones that rattle in and out, you'd be like, oh, jeez. Mm-hmm. your pins and needles. It looks good. Goes halfway down, bounces out. Layups, free throws, you name it. At the end of the day, once you calculate the misses, you know, if you miss 20, lose by 4, that's the ball game, you know. And that's not just three. That's layups. That's everything.
Yeah, you miss a lot of layups.
A lot of layups.
Yeah.
And, we're young. So, you know, we got a lot of girls running track this year. So we're just looking to rebound and come back stronger. I told the girls, you know, now it's third year. We got the program in place. We know what we need to do. So now it's just a matter of getting girls to buy in and do it.
You brought a couple of your senior leaders here with you. Who'd you bring here this morning?
I brought Tyshae Williams and Shalia Perkins, both starters. I think Shalia was probably... she started, I think, every game, and Tyshae came on late. A great defensive player, and it's just been a joy to have around.
Ladies, thanks for getting up early and coming in and joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's good to see
you're
you guys.
Welcome.
Shalia, when Coach took over the program for you guys, I remember having him in the studio and having him talking about taking over the program, and I thought to myself, you know what, this team is lucky. This man loves basketball, and I know, and I could tell right off the bat he was going to care, like, you know, for you guys, like, you know, you were his daughters. What was it like, Coach, coming into the program?
Okay, well, since this was my last season, I will say this. Okay. Whew. When we first, like, asked him to be our coach, well, I didn't ask him. I actually did not want him to coach us because he ran the boys, like, the boys ran 70 laps. 70 laps. And I kept telling everybody, no, don't ask him. Ask somebody else. But after he became the coach and stuff, it's not that bad. I actually like running now. I don't know. It's not that bad. I like it. It was fun having him as a coach after the only high school coach you ever had left. So.
Yeah. I got to imagine you learned some, you know, some life lessons.
I did. I learned a lot, actually.
And Tyshae, for you, what was it like having a coach the last couple of years?
This is my first year because I ain't played last year.
Okay.
So it was fun. I wish I would have played last year, though, because I feel like I, like, missed a lot of opportunities. So I wish I could have just joined. I don't know why. I got work in my head, and I wanted to get some money, so. But I wish I would have did it last year.
You saying that, what would you tell younger girls that, maybe freshmen, that didn't play basketball this year? What would you say, you know what, do it because you, of what?
I mean, like, you missing out.
Well, missing out is a big part.
Yeah.
You said that. That's just missing out, being around friends and school.
Yeah.
Teammates. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, the time you spend together in practice, on the bus rides, there and back, and during games and all that, it's an experience that I think once you graduate, you look back, oh, man, I wish I had.
Yeah.
And you got to be glad that you did.
Yeah.
Now, had you played much basketball before you came out this year?
Yeah, I played 7th through my 9th.
Okay.
Or 10th. I just didn't play my junior year.
Okay. All right.
Terrible. And I asked her, too. I asked her about several times she was supposed to come out and play.
Yeah.
Because he made the boys run too much?
That was part of it. I know that was part of it.
Yeah.
Where have you seen yourself grow the most this year as a basketball player, or improve the most?
Attitude, good attitude, positive person. You know, especially if you're a senior, you need to lead the younger people so they can, you know, next year they can get on the ones that's coming in.
Mm-hmm. Shalia, where have you seen yourself grow as a basketball player the last couple of years, and especially this year?
Skill-wise, I feel like I'm quicker, I guess I could say. I'm quicker, and my IQ has gotten better over the years, so I can say that. And I finally found, like, a hot spot on the floor, basically. It was hard for me to do that, even though I knew I had one. I just didn't want to shoot there, basically.
So
I can shoot there now. It's easy. Personally, I've grown to be a more positive person, like Tyshae said. I was, at the beginning of the season, I wasn't as positive. I wasn't negative, but it was like I wanted it so bad. It came out too aggressive, basically.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So over the weeks, I had to understand that I'm the older one. So on the younger kids, I have to be a different way towards everybody because everyone is different on the team. And you don't know who's going to be the leaders next year, so you got to try to show them how they should lead the team.
And Coach, that takes a big person to admit that and change.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've had some great times, but as I've always communicated to them, it's more about life and less about basketball for me. Mm-hmm. Because there's an end game to everything. At some point, you guys are probably going to stop broadcasting. I'm going to stop coaching. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're leaving on. You know, they're leaving high school. So, you want to be able to leave them little nuggets to improve off of, you know, like how to carry yourself and, you know, how to act. And it's okay to have a loss. You're going to have bigger losses in life than a basketball game. It's how you respond to them. What's going to define you as a person. So they're special, you know, special kids. I wouldn't change the season. It may change a few wins and losses, but I wouldn't change the season or the girls that we have. I might change a couple. but for the most part, the girls were good, and I'm going to miss them. I mean, I think I was probably I was firm but understanding. You know, there are girls. Yeah, the guys did have to run 70 laps. They kept getting in trouble. So every time they got in trouble, I threw on 10 or 20 laps. Every time I got to come up here and talk to a teacher, it's more laps. And for them, I didn't have to do that as much. But we do have work to do. The program is growing, but it's not there yet. So we're still, you know, probably about a couple years away from making some serious things happen. I hate the fact that we have a four-year player in Shalia Perkins, but we couldn't take advantage of it because we were so young in a lot of different places.
Shalia, did you find yourself telling younger players, don't get Coach mad because he's going to make us run?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Desiree. I tell Desiree every practice, please, please stop dancing. We're going to have to run. We ran, like, I think twice in 1 week because we were dancing on the court. Or, like, don't joke around with Coach when he talking or when we doing plays because we're going to run.
So it's a no dance policy, huh?
Mm-hmm. No dance policy.
It used actually last year. It used to be we couldn't even talk because we talked too much.
Yep.
And we talk about the wrong things.
Yep. Nothing to do with basketball.
I get it. All right, we'll take a break. More coming up as we talk Benton Harbor Lady Tiger basketball on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Are you a Harding's Reward member? Sign up at Harding's.com to receive personalized digital coupons, free club reward items, and earn money for your nonprofit.
This week, it's a half-price sale. Fresh Express Red Bag Salads, fresh green cabbage, cheese and crackers, and 48-ounce Country Fresh Premium Ice Cream, all half price.
Get in, get out, get home.
Hi, I'm Dawn. I'm a skills trainer with Gateway Services. A lot of our clients all have the same hopes and dreams and fears that everyone else has. They just need support to overcome those different obstacles that they might have. I think the moment that I realized that I loved this job probably came the first time a client thanked me for helping them. I guess it's just the feeling of joy that it brings me, myself, to see them succeed at so many different things.
Learn more at gatewayvro.com.
Today you can buy your insurance on the internet, but if you have a house fire, you don't want your insurance over the internet.
Rich Brandt and Tarek Halsey of IMS, an auto owners agency, know that buying insurance online sounds easy, but there are risks.
There's very important medical questions like personal injury protection questions and whatnot if you have medical insurance. And if those aren't answered correctly, then in the result of a major accident, you may not have proper coverage.
IMS, an auto owners agency, St. Joseph and Niles.
Want to get happy? We're talking hamburger happy. Get to hamburger happy hour at Henry's Hamburgers. Hamburgers just $1.25 all day Sunday and 2 to 4 on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Heck, order them with everything and get them for only $1. Hamburger happy hour at Henry's Hamburgers. Got a dollar, get a burger. You can be hamburger happy too.
I'm hungry for a Henry.
From Henry's Hamburgers, the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, Talking Benton Harbor Lady Tiger basketball with Coach Kenny Jackson, along with Shalia Perkins and Tyshae Williams. And Coach, give you a chance real quick to just mention the seniors that are graduating from the program.
Tyshae Williams, Shalia Perkins is I think, 4-year starter. Kendra Kyles is leaving. She was a backup center. Ashanti Bell and Kyra Nichols. Kyra, she's coming off 2 ACL tears. I just thank God she finished the season. She hit the ground an awful lot, had me scared a lot of times, but she bounced back up. So, and then we Ashanti Bell, she was one of the captains, but she was working a lot. So, and then a lot of it has to do with the program, how you want them to play. You know, you put things in place. You want them to be better. It comes off rough at times, but what they didn't understand from coming from my standpoint was I'm used to things being done this way. I'm used to having guys. We run all the time. We play hard. We dive on the floor. I had to deal with hair and nails and all that kind of crazy stuff. You know, Coach, I got to get my hair done. What? I don't care about that. Cut it and get a ball fade. But, you know, aside from basketball, nice kids, wish them well. You know, want them to be 10 times better individual than I ever was in life. Just do things the right way, and, you know, everything will pan out for them. So, Ashanti was a good shooter. She's just too short. She's small. Like, being 5'2 is generous, very generous. She's real small. And she just didn't – you got to play enough basketball. You know what I mean? No games, ninth, 10th grade, summer year, you know, things like that. You got to play a lot of basketball for the IQ to be where it needs to be by the time you're going to be a senior.
Tyshae, do you play a spring sport coming up?
Track.
So what are you going to run in track?
I don't know. I'm doing a 200-meter dash. Or in relays and long jump and probably high jump.
Good for you.
Okay. All right. Of the two sports, since you didn't play in your junior year basketball, would it be, I guess, right to guess track's your favorite sport, or was it basketball?
I think I only did track probably like 2 years, so, or three. I don't know. I don't remember.
All runs together.
Yeah.
And then... Shalia, for you, spring sport?
I play softball, and I'm running track this year.
Oh, okay. You're going to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
What position do you play or hope to play in softball?
Well, I play all positions since I started when I was like 9, I think.
Wow.
And this year, I'm basically the only pitcher, so I'll just be on the mound.
All right. Yeah. And then track, is this going to be your first year running track?
Yep. I wanted to run. I ran in Mississippi. I was the fastest in Mississippi. But when I moved here, for some reason, I didn't want to run. Yeah.
And then you go out for basketball, and you're running all the time. You're like, oh, I'm in
make
shape.
Count.
See?
You're running finish so line
much,
out going to
run
now.
Track now.
She's a really good softball player, though. Really good.
Awesome.
Yeah, she didn't. I went out to a game. I went out to a practice first. And I'm like, man, that girl could really play. And she may even be better at softball than she is at basketball. And that's a big statement there. You know.
Good for you.
Do you have a favorite sport?
No. And it's so hard now because I've been trying to find one. Because it's my senior year and I have to go to college. And I don't know which one I want to go to college for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I give you a lot of credit for, you know, just you mentioned it's your senior year. Enjoy it and play your sports and right. Enjoy them while you can, because you don't get those 4 years back, Coach, do you?
Yeah. No, heck, they go fast, too. They go fast. I mean, I was, Denny Brown's freshman coach, and this is, second, third year in college, you know. So they go fast, and they move on to different. Unfortunately, all of them want to be rappers at this point, but. That state championship team full of rappers.
I didn't know that. That's good to know now.
But Diddy, I'll be honest with you, if Diddy was probably 6 foot two, he'd probably be athlete of the century. Mm-hmm. Athlete of the century. He's really not that tall. He just has a lot of hair.
Well, he does have a lot of hair.
He does
sure.
a lot of hair, but he's, I mean, you're talking about football, baseball, basketball, mm-hmm. track. You know, he's just a heck of an athlete. And unfortunately, big things came in little packages. He's a small rascal. But great kid. You know, I keep a good relationship with all the kids. You know, I try anyway. So, and you know, with them, you just wish them well. But like I told the girls, you take advantage of these 4 years because they're going to go by so fast. And if you don't take advantage of it, it's going to feel like a gut punch when you realize some things that you didn't accomplish, some things you didn't try, some things you didn't do, you know.
I have a sense that when I asked Shalee what her favorite sport was, she didn't want to say track or softball, because if she did, Coach was going to make her run around Henry's here a couple of times after the show. Yeah. Oh, man. So, and again, you didn't get you know as many wins as you wanted to, ladies, but did you have fun your senior year?
I had so much fun. Every time someone says end or...
I knew it.
You know, the last game or something like that. Yeah. I almost cried. I was sitting here about to cry. That's why I was so quiet.
I can't hear it.
Like, it just hurts. It hurt my heart.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can totally understand that. And, Tyshae, for you, did you have fun this year?
Yeah, I had lots of fun. I wish I could do it one more time. Just one more time.
And I think that's the message. You know, hopefully these two young ladies can transfer over to the younger players, whether it be sophomores or freshmen or in middle school or elementary school.
Middle school would be a good place.
Do it.
Yeah. You know, what I'm hoping is if they're around, they'll come back and they will assist in all capacities, whether they're going to help out with middle school or show up to the practices, talk to the girls. I don't mind that at all. And that's how you build a program. You build a program with people with past experience. Because I can only do so much recruiting. You know, I can walk around. They can be like, I'm not playing for that guy. And then when they tell them, oh, it's not that bad. You can have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Then the program will grow. So, but I'm super excited. Finished with probably 19 at the high school, and last year we finished with 10. And you probably have about. Close to 20 at the middle school. Last year, finished with 13. Yeah. So the program is growing. And so it's going to be exciting to see what a little bit of spring sports going to do for their athleticism.
So I'll ask for the two young ladies then, when you have assistants in your program, do they have to run too, or is it just the players?
Depends on how young the assistants are.
And if they're dancing.
I tried to get you that free pass.
I can tell you what. I know when I had Denny Brown, I made the manager, right? I know I made the poor guy.
Coach, we appreciate you coming in each time. We really love having you. Love seeing you, and I'm glad you're health-wise that things are getting better. And we really appreciate you coming in and talking about the program.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for having us on.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah, ladies, thank you for coming in. Grab another cookie if you want to.
Take some home.
Gotta wrap things up for the coaches from Henry's Hamburgers on WSJM Sports. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll do it again next Saturday. Thanks to Amy for getting the cookies for our 500
show. Yeah. Congratulations.
500 more to go.
There you go. Right? That'd be about right.
It's the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor.